Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 18th of July 2011. All of the technology news from the weekend in around 5 minutes. So the press is going mad over the fact that Orange UK is offering 30 megabytes for £3 as a roaming option when you go abroad. So what they're trying to do is make out that when you leave the shores of Blighty, they're not ripping you off anymore. Is it only me that's awake here? 30 megabytes for £3. That's extortionate. But if you don't like that limit, then tough. Once you go over the 30 megabyte limit, I'm afraid you're back to £7 per megabyte. Good God. Someone has got to take hold of roaming fees because they're blooming ridiculous. The HP touchpad has gone on sale in the UK this weekend. It starts at £399 and that gets you a 16 gigabyte Wi-Fi model. It's a bit of a much of a muchness. It looks rather nice. It's running WebOS, of course, but you can only get it through going to HP's web store. Oh dear. If you want the 32 gig version, I'm afraid it's going to cost you an awful lot more. RIM has been flagging a little bit lately, and BlackBerry Messenger seems to be the only thing that was really working for it, except, of course, Apple's now jumped on board and that may disappear. But they're working, apparently, on a social messenger application that uses BlackBerry Messenger for music. It could be quite interesting, really. Whether they've got the buy-in of everyone around them or not, it doesn't know, but there's probably going to be a subscription for it. $3 a month will let you send 50 songs to all your mates. Not sure if that's good or not, really. Now, if you like Roku, brace yourself. Roku 2 could be coming soon. In HD, full 1080p. It could be out there before you know it. Someone's picked up some packaging, and there's a bit of a rumour kicking around that it's definitely coming. It'll come bringing Angry Birds with it, and also an RF remote control. You get the XD version for $80 and the XS version for $100, allegedly. So if you're thinking about going and buying one this weekend, I'd hold off if I were you. Apple has also released the fact that cinema displays are going to get a refresh and they're going to get Thunderbolt. There's a fantastic picture kicking around on the website that shows a MacBook Air linked to two 27-inch monitors off one single cable from its Thunderbolt port. It looks super gorgeous. There is two cables going in, but one looks like it's a power supply. That could be nice. Now, thanks to those nice chaps at Vitamin Water, you can charge your cell phone when you get to one of the bus stops that have got their adverts on them. It's going to work in Boston, New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. And if you turn up there with a cable, there's a USB slot. You plug it in and you will get power for your phone or your iDevice. It looks absolutely super gorgeous. It's only giving you power, though, and it's got to be USB. And G-Screen has outed the Spacebook. It looks gorgeous, but a little bit big. Two 17-inch monitors, dual display, running Windows. Very, very nice, except the price isn't very, very nice. $2,700 if you want the top-end version. It's got a 1.73 GHz Core i7 processor, so it's not bad at all, and a decent graphics card. If you're into this kind of thing, then fine, but it doesn't look very portable, it has to be said. And finally, my lad Ellis is going to go through the roof this evening because the new Nerf gun is out. It's the Dart Tag Quick 16. It holds 16, there's a surprise, darts in the cassette that sits out below it. You fill it up and then it's a pump action to shove the things out the top, and it looks gorgeous, and it's got a rapid fire rate and it's only $20. God, Ellis is going to go mad for this. Guess what I'm doing when I get home tomorrow? Tonight we'll be at the Wood Pub in Marylebone. There'll be the Ale Mug event with Bagel Tech News, talking about Lion and all the things that it does or doesn't do. And I'll be sparring with Will Green, of course, and plenty more individuals will be there too. All your favourites from the shows are going to turn up, so it should be good fun. We're going to have a great time, have loads of beer. If you can come along, then come and join us. If you can't, don't worry, because we're broadcasting it out. The broadcast starts at about 7:15, 7:30, and it'll be on the Bagel Tech live channel. If you've got a story, you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com. And finally, that, we'll see you on Wednesday for a roundup of all the tech news as normal. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.